From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. There's a shortage of specialized nurses who play a critical role in providing care to sexual assault survivors, particularly in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. They're called Sexual Assault Nurse Examiners, or SANEs. As the Gulf States Newsroom's Drew Hawkins reports, one potential solution is to use telemedicine, but it's currently not available in the Gulf South.
Shalotta Sharp zooms into emergency rooms and guides nurses as they collect evidence for a safe kit, what used to be called a rape kit.
And Rebecca, is that correct?
Is that your name, Rebecca? And you're the nurse there in the room?
Yes.
She's in Mississippi talking through a computer to another nurse, Rebecca Havlick, who's a SANE at Hearts of Hope, a sexual trauma center in Lafayette, Louisiana. And they're reenacting what a patient might hear.
So based on what you've told me and Rebecca, what we can do is we can do what's called a medical forensic exam.
This isn't a real forensic exam, but Sharp is a real telesane. She just can't do it in Louisiana, Alabama, or in Mississippi, where she works, a state with only 7 certified SANEs. She says there aren't enough SANEs in hospitals in the Gulf South, which means some sexual assault survivors may have trouble getting a forensic exam, which can make it harder to prosecute their case.
I know in some of our hospitals have tried to send patients away, or we don't do that here. We don't have a SANE here.
Sharp works in places like Pennsylvania and Arkansas because there are no telesane programs in the Gulf South. But some advocates say there should be.
Right, and what we see now is it's who in the ER has done a kit before? Who wants to do it?
Kimberly Young runs Hearts of Hope. That's where nurse Rebecca Havlick works as a SANE. She says most ER nurses aren't able to provide the care sexual assault patients need.
You're dealing with trauma. You need people like Shalotta, Rebecca, Jency in that room who are trauma-informed and know how to handle trauma. So I think there's a lot that can be offered through telesanes.
The idea of telesanes isn't new, but in order to have them, you need state funding and support and hospital buy-in to convince health systems that telesanes are possible and would benefit patients who have been sexually assaulted.
It eliminates that need to transport patients, you know, outside their community unless they choose that.
Sherry Searcy Lyle helped launch the telesane program in Arkansas. She says before, there were only 4 certified SANEs in the state, and she was able to convince health systems there to use existing telemedicine technology and infrastructure that was already in place.
I know that we've made an impact on making things happen for patients that would not have happened without telesane.
But not all nurses believe telemedicine is the solution to the problem of not having enough SANEs.
And that is the comparison, nothing or this.
Michelle Mahon is with National Nurses United, the largest nursing union in the country.
Nothing is unacceptable, but why are we not demanding what patients need?
Telesanes may seem like a patch to cover the shortage of SANEs in the Gulf South, but Mahon says telehealth can't replace the in-person care that's vital, especially for survivors of sexual assault. But for hospitals, it's cheaper to hire one telesane than hiring or training more SANEs to have on staff.
And just having one of them instead of having the infrastructure to provide safe, competent, and effective care in every place. So definitely money is a big element of this.
There are some free programs in the Gulf South to train more SANE nurses, but they may have to take time off work and pay for hotels and food and other things like childcare arrangements. And nurses like Rebecca Havlick at Hearts of Hope in Louisiana feel like a telesane program could help patients.
I personally love telemedicine. It allows me to see a lot more patients. It allows me to reach patients that otherwise would not be able to get to me. It is more convenient, meaning they will get the care that they need instead of delaying it because they can't get to me.
The Louisiana Hospital Association and representatives at Ochsner, one of the largest private health systems in the Gulf South, say they aren't aware of any plans to implement telesane programs. So for now, many sexual assault survivors who go to a hospital that doesn't have a SANE may have to go to another facility that does if they want to get a forensic exam. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Drew Hawkins.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi.